before I start, I didn't forget to wear what I was supposed to wear. But 19 years ago, Father Charlie vested me in this stole to be your deacon. To better appreciate the full meaning of this parable in today's gospel, I think a little background is necessary. So let's take a look at the road and the people. The road that Jesus chose was a real road. It's the Jerusalem-Jericho road, and it's the only road between those two cities. It was an infamous road, plagued with robbers and outlaws. And there was a letter dated in the year 171 that was sent to authorities complaining of the crimes committed along the road. Travelers had to pay protection money to thugs to have safe passage on the road, but there was no guarantee of safety. The parable speaks of three people, a priest, a Levite, and a Samaritan. And each play a part in this gospel message. There was a priest, and most likely he was on his way to Jerusalem or to Jericho, whatever, to worship at the temple. And apparently he thought that that man was dead. And if he touched that man, he would become unclean and he couldn't go into the temple. So he chose not to get involved. And then there was the Levite. It's not quite clear why he didn't stop, but perhaps for the same reason the priest didn't stop. But maybe he thought that the man was pretending to be hurt and would attack him if he tried to help. So he chose not to get involved. And there's the Samaritan. The Samaritans were banned from the temple. The Jews considered them renegades, and even their religious contributions were refused. He chose to stop and get involved regardless of who the bleeding, injured man was. Well, what about you and me? There are times when we need to be aware of our relationship with other people. We need to take a look down deep into our hearts and determine who is our neighbor, a friend, a person from the other side of the tracks, a person from another country, or skin color, or orientation. Just remember that it's easy to love someone who loves you, but that's not what this message is all about. So what does this gospel story tell us? And what is the challenge of the gospel? Well, first of all, I think we need to answer a question. Which one of these men have in common? The men in the parable, what do they have in common? Well, each one of them had to make a choice. To act or not to act. We all have to make choices. In fact, every time we get up, we have to make a choice. Do I want to be the person that Christ wants me to be and expects me to be? After all, I claim to be one of his followers. We might come upon a situation similar to what the men in the gospel were in, but probably not as dramatic. But a situation where we want to do what is correct. But what is most important of all, what is right. That's the key, what is right. Regardless of who our neighbor might be. Maybe we should start off with our own family relationships. This is where we learn who our neighbor is. How we relate to our family members. And that's a good indication how we relate to our neighbors, whoever they are. Some of us may remember that TV show, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. And in this theme song, It's a Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, He sings, "Could you be my neighbor? Would you be my neighbor? Won't you be my neighbor? I have always wanted a neighbor like you. I have always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you." Just stop and think a moment. I wonder what our world, our country, our city, our neighborhood would be like if we listened and took to heart all those words that he said and put them into action. The gospel story doesn't invite us to go out and risk our lives and be heroes. It invites us to reach out, to risk our pride, and choose to be the person that Christ wants us to be and expects us to be. We have to make Christ-filled choices. I would like to share a story about a group of guys who learned how to make choices, especially the right choice, even if it meant being rejected and sustaining a bruised ego. It was the winter semester of my deacon formation, and seven deacon wannabes met Father Charlie for the first time. At the time, he was pastor in Boonville, and he taught moral theology. And little did I know that one day he would be my pastor. And needless to say, it was the most robust class of the entire program, to say the least. Two guys were lawyers. One was a PhD professor. One was a truck driver. And would you believe there were two senior non-commissioned officers in that group? There was a truck driver and, of course, yours truly. Thrown into this mix were seven dynamic, unintimidated wives. You know what? Father Charlie held his own when the question arose, what if? What about compassion? What about love of neighbor? What if, what if, what if? When the summer came to a close in April, we as a class pretty much agreed that when making the right decision or choice, one cannot lower the bar that Christ set for us to follow. We cannot be cafeteria Catholic Christians and pick and choose when we know the bar has been set for us to be followers. Father Charlie Pardee, as a person, as a priest, as a teacher, as a pastor, and a friend, never lowered the bar. Maybe those first two characters in the gospel went to Father Charlie's class, we would have a different gospel today. I would like to share with you a short reflection that I came across when preparing for this gospel message. And just stop and think for a minute. Lord, give me eyes to see the pain in other people's eyes. Give us ears to hear the cry of other people's voice. Give us compassion to be involved in other people's needs. Give us humility not to walk on by because we fear rejection. Lord, give us courage to reach out and ask, "Can I help?" And just a closing thought. Let people say, hear of us, here at St. Thomas More Newman Center Parish, "I have always wanted a neighbor like you." And now with honor for Father, let's bow our heads and say, "Eternal rest, grant unto him, O Lord, and let the perpetual light shine upon him. May his soul and all the souls of the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen." In memory of Father Charlie, keep the bar high.